Identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Badgers on a nice little roll here. They've won five straight games, and in the course of those five wins, Stephen Crowell averaging 16.5 points, 6.5 rebounds a game. And they're back to their regular starting five. Max Klesmann back in there. Kamari McGee off the bench, but good to know if they need Kamari to start again. It seems like he's pretty comfortable doing that based on what we saw on Friday night, Brian.
Yeah, I would say he's more than comfortable when it comes to that. But you look at this group having Max back, and one of the things as far as that I look at with it is Max hasn't shot the ball well. This is a night that finally gets himself going a little bit, just kind of reset. Being injured isn't always a bad thing. Yeah, Max wanted to play, but a little bit of a reset, does it come into play this game where all of a sudden we see Max taking some maybe better shots so that he sees the ball goes in and that, you know, percentage of what he's shooting just continues to escalate? It's something interesting to watch this game.
Yeah, he's a 36% career shooter from the three-point line. Matter of fact, last year he was pushing 40%.
Correct, absolutely.
From distance. And, you know, just when you think he was getting back into a rhythm, he ends up, you know, in a jump shot on what turned into a dead ball. He lands on the foot of a Rutgers player, and he was available in an emergency Friday night. They had no emergency, so a little extra time for him to get up and go. And had a good practice yesterday and ready to roll here tonight. So you got the Badgers and the Buckeyes. Jake Diebler in his first year at the helm, first full year. Stepped in admirably last year when they made the coaching change in the middle of February. Chris Holtman now the head coach at DePaul. Ohio State mentioned last Monday, a double overtime win in Minneapolis, and then one got away from them on the home floor a few days later to the Oregon Ducks. Your officials are Keith Kimball, Earl Walton, and Kelly Pfeiffer as the Buckeyes come out of their traveling scarlet uniforms, the white and gray trim, the Badgers in the home white, and the Cardinal trim. Mentioned good to have Max back, and good to see Stevie Crowell on this roll. Let's see if he can keep that going here tonight. 16.5 points, 6.5 rebounds a game over the last five. As we mentioned, when he scores in double figures, the Badgers win most of the time, 46-14 in Big Stevie's career.
That's just because he's ultra aggressive. And when he's aggressive, it helps everything else.
And he will jump center with the former Duke Blue Devil, Sean Stewart. Coming off a 14-point game last week against Oregon as we are set to go. Toss and tap belonging to Wisconsin. Badgers move to our left. We're underway at the Kohl Center. Nolan Winter against Devin Royal. A throw to John Tanjay. Whips it into Crowell. Left of the lane. Stewart defending. Single coverage at the moment. Backing is Crowell. Left block. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Off the rim short. And the rebound is Stewart of Ohio State. Buckeyes move to our right in the first half. Bruce Thornton against John Blackwell. It's going to be a good matchup to watch here this evening. Micah Parrish, he's with John Tanjay on the right side. Now Mobley slips a pass inside to Royal, and he walked with the ball. Just kind of lost the handle there and then ended up gathering and took the extra step.
Royal's going to be a tough guard just by the way he handles himself. He's a little bit of a shorter big. He wants to put it on the deck a little bit.
Nolan Winter high on the left, throwing to Max Klesmann. The freshman John Mobley is on it. Max flips it to Winter on the left wing. We're in the opening minute, just getting started here at the Kohl Center. Winter turns it back to Klesmann. Max at the top, slips it into Winter, and he walked with the ball as he shuffled his feet trying to gather it. Max Klesmann trying to claim that he didn't have possession of the ball, Winter, but it's a turnover.
They shocking, match, yeah. Max trying to claim something.
He's back, no, in, the, he's back no. in the fold. That means he's healthy. When you're griping, you're healthy.
Exactly.
Here's Bruce Thornton throwing to Mobley in an illegal screen here. They're going to get Sean Stewart for the foul. So a choppy start here, to say the least. 57 seconds in, no score.
It is choppy, but Wisconsin does such a great job of fighting through those down screens. They get a couple of those a game, it seems like.
John Tanjay against Micah Parrish on the left wing. Now picked up by Royal on the switch. And a pass deflected off of Stewart's hands and out of bounds. It was intended for Crowell near half court. Ohio State can be sticky at times defensively. Their overall numbers offensively are good. There has been some significant slippage to a lot of those stats in Big Ten play as Tanjay inbounding whips it into Max Klesmann. right of the center circle with Mobley defending. A throw to Winter, hands it back to Max. Left side three on the way, bangs off the right side iron, no good. Parrish the rebound for Ohio State. A minute 20 gone by, no score. Parrish to the front court, turning down the screens from Stewart and Royal. A throw to Royal, top of the arc. Takes it right foul line extended, feeds Mobley, slipped it into Royal in the lane, shot fake, finds Stewart low on the left, slam dunk for Sean Stewart for the first points of the game.
Well, it starts by the shot selection by Max. Bad shot then results in Ohio State getting down.
2-0 the Buckeyes, a minute 45 gone by. Left point is Klesman against Devin Royal right now. Max with a right hand dribble. He'll give it up to Blackwell outside right with Thornton on him. Using now a crowd screen. Throws to Stevie up top. Turns it to Winter. Leaves it for Klesman. Quick pass to Crow. Five to shoot. Tanjay high on the right. Open. Deep three on the way. Off the left side iron. No good. Devin Royal the rebound. 2-0 Ohio State. A little more than 2 minutes gone by. Mobley gets a high screen from Royal. Right foul line extended. Feeds Royal. He'll try a three straight away. Off the rim and out. No good. And the rebound to Crow. Royal just 19% from distance coming into the game. Blackwell spin move to the lane, and he got knocked to the floor, and the foul is called. There's John Blackwell getting a little penetration there and able to draw the foul.
19.2% for Royal for three. Just, I mean, it's the mathematician that I am. I crunch the numbers quickly there and want to make sure we got that point, too. You know what I'm
going to
shortcome of anything.
Anyway. Welcome to my world, ladies and gentlemen. they get Micah Parrish for the foul. Blackwell shoots two, and he is good with the first. One thing about Ohio State that is worth tracking for you listening in tonight, the Buckeyes could be a very foul-prone team. And
very that, much so.
That feeds right into what Wisconsin loves to do, the best free throw shooting team in the country.
Now,
first free throw.
They're used to playing with fouls. Because, like you said, all year, that's what they've done. They fouled a lot.
Blackwell hits both free throws. We're tied at two, about 2.5 minutes gone by. Carter Gilmore checking in for Stephen Crow. John Mobley out front, throwing to Aaron Bradshaw in the lineup. The former Kentucky Wildcat gives off to Bruce Thornton. Shakes to the right wing, works baseline, whips the left corner. Parrish, a three in the air, left corner, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Bradshaw going over the back of a Badger. And Aaron Bradshaw is called for the foul. That'll be his first.
That's something that, again, has just been one of those things that Wisconsin has always done so well, is their guards have come in, blocked out. There you see John Blackwell getting the body. Bradshaw jumping over the top. It's an easy call.
Tied at two here in the early going. You got Winter, Blackwell, along with Gilmore, Klesman, and Tanjay on the floor. Blackwell out front. Ohio State contesting way beyond the three-point line. Klesman feeds Blackwell. He's open for three right side. Good. Just as I said, they were contesting. Blackwell was wide open on the right wing.
Absolutely.
5-2 Wisconsin, 3 minutes in. Devin Royal right of the circle. Gives it up to Micah Parrish, a jab step right of the wheel, throws it back to Royal, left foul line extended. Starting to back on Nolan Winter, backing, mid-post left, shakes, left shoulder turn, up right hand, off the left side of the rim, no good. Rebound cleared by Winter, ahead to Blackwell on the push. John in the front court, hits the brakes, top of the arc, leaves it for Klesman on the right wing. Max with a left hand toss to Winter, turns it to John Tanjay. Tanjay to the free throw line, back out to Carter Gilmore. Gilmore feeds Blackwell on the right side. Shot clock is at 10. Blackwell driving in the lane. Pull up 8-footer is good. John Blackwell doing some work in the early going for the Badgers. He has all 7 of Wisconsin's points. 7-2 Wisconsin. 3:50 into the game. Thornton feeds Parrish. Good look at a three on the right side. That's off the rim and out. No good. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. Here comes John, right side to the front court. Feeds Nolan Winter. A toss for Tanjay on the left wing. Dribbles off the wing, stops at the elbow. Oh, what a soft bounce pass intended for Winter. Picked off by Bradshaw, knocked away, but Thornton is there for Ohio State. Feeds Parrish on the right wing. Tanjay guarding him. Micah Parrish looped it inside. Bradshaw catches, faces up. Mid-range jumper over Winter. Too long, no good. Rebound ripped away by Blackwell. Here comes Wisconsin. Blackwell up the middle of the front court. 7-2 Wisconsin. 4.5 minutes in. Blackwell in the lane. Turns. Page flips. Hits. He has all 9 of them now for the Badgers. Blackwell 9. Wisconsin 2.
So aggressive.
Or Ohio State 2.
Yeah,
beg your pardon.
Ohio State 2. Wisconsin defensively has been very, very good early on.
Bruce Thornton on the left side. Takes it off the wing. Pull up left elbow jumper. Nope. Rebound Nolan Winter for Wisconsin. And here comes Blackwell up the floor through the center circle of the forecourt. And a heat check. Pull up three. No good. Rebound Micah Parrish for Ohio State. 5 minutes in. 9-2 Wisconsin. Thornton right of the circle feeds John Mobley outside right. Gets it into Devin Royal, wide of the lane. Royal faces up on Blackwell. Now takes him on in the paint. Kicks it to Parrish. Parrish took a look, turned it down off the left wing. Pull up 10-footer. Back rim no. Rebound Blackwell. Ohio State 1 of 8 to start the game. Blackwell throwing to Nolan Winter. 14-40 left first half. 9-2 Wisconsin. Blackwell, a bounce pass to Winter. Right of the lane, backing on Bradshaw. Backing near the right block. Still backing. It's sent to the floor. And the foul is called. And Aaron Bradshaw has picked up a couple of them here in the early minutes of the game. And finally, our first media timeout. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And with over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 14:33 left of the first half. Wisconsin 9, Ohio State 2. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Your fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 9-2, Wisconsin leads Ohio State. 14:33 left in the first half. Kamari McGee in there for Wisconsin. Jack Janicki as well. McGee baseline left, inbounding to Tanjay. Pass for Crowell, throws it back to Tanjay on the left wing. John dribbles, baseline left. It's against Micah Parrish. Out to Crowell, open three straight away. And that brick wide right, wide left rather, into the hands of Micah Parrish. Hands off to John Mobley. Mobley with crossover, long two on the way, is off the rim and out, no good. Rebound Tanjay. Ohio State ice cold here in the early minutes. Tanjay barreling right of the lane, goes up, got fouled. That was Sean Stewart who got him. So Sean Stewart with two, Aaron Bradshaw on the bench with two. Jake Diebler will send Austin Parks into the game now, a 6'10 sophomore.
Well, you look at why Ohio State is shooting 1 of 9 from the floor right now. A lot of them are mid-range or long twos. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what Wisconsin wants to give up, and I think that's the biggest thing. When you look at percentage of why Ohio State is 1 of 9, because they're falling into what Wisconsin wants them to fall into on the offensive end.
Yeah, you know, Ohio State is a team that by nature may shoot more mid-range.
They do, absolutely.
But yeah, these are long twos.
Long twos. Said. They're not yeah. Mid-range 10-footers.
Yeah, you're right.
They're a step inside of the three-point line, right where Wisconsin wants them to shoot.
Tanjay hits the first free throw as well as the second. It's 11-2 Wisconsin. We're 6 minutes into the game. Quez Glover, 6-foot senior. Transfer, Kansas State, injured, didn't play there last year. This is his fourth college stop. which is becoming more and more common in this age of college basketball. With the ball, Thornton in the lane, leaning, shooting 10 feet away, good. And that's what he can do.
That's what he can do. And where was that? That was right at the logo of the Big Ten. That's where Wisconsin doesn't want the ball to get to.
11-4 Wisconsin. Jack Janicki throwing right side Kamari McGee. 13:35 left of the first half. McGee flips it right wing for Tanjay. Dribbles off the wing, lost the handle, lost the ball. And here comes Ohio State. Glover, a lob into Evan Mahaffey. He'll catch and send it down. Slam dunk Evan Mahaffey. Buckeyes capitalize on the turnover.
Those are the turnovers that are tough. Live ball turnovers.
11-6 Wisconsin. Crow back in there, backing on Parks. Right block, up and under, low on the right, up and in. Caught the back of the rim and fell through. First points for Crow. 13-6 Wisconsin with 13 minutes left in the first half. Bruce Thornton sets the floor for Ohio State. Hands off to Glover. He is matched up with Jack Janicki at the edge of the center circle. Glover high in the right. Now left-hand hip-high dribble. Releases it to Parrish outside left. 10 of the shot clock. Back to Glover. Up top. High screen Parks. Glover weaves to the foul line. Gives to Parrish. Left-hand dribble. Four to shoot. Left of the lane. Couple of pumps. Fade away from Parrish. Is off the rim short. Rebound tap from Janicki to Tanjay. And here comes John Tanjay straight ahead of the offensive end. It's a pass to Janicki. Whipped it into Carter Gilmore. Nice feed. Crowd low on the left. Goes up. Missed it inside. And the rebound is tapped into the hands of Micah Parrish.
He didn't know if he was going to shoot the layup or dunk it.
Yeah.
And he got caught in between.
Here's Glover. Gets a screen from Parks. Blocked out Tanjay. Throws it right corner. Parrish open three. Right corner off the rim. No good. Carter Gilmore the box out of the rebound. Ahead to McGee. 12:05 left of the half. 13-6 Wisconsin. McGee bounces the Crowd. Right of the lane. Single coverage from Parks. Crowd turns. Baseline right. Now low on the right. Takes it left on the reverse. Flipped it up and in.
Great patience there by Big Steve. Just understanding. He has the advantage down low.
15-6, Wisconsin leads Ohio State. 11:43 left of the first half. Glover gets a screen from Mahaffey, the former Penn State Nittany line. Now free throw line, hanging jump pass, knocked away Tanjay, back to Glover, throws to Parrish, whips it Thornton right side. Thornton dribbles off the right wing, stops lane line, leaning, shooting, missing, rebound, Crow for Wisconsin. Outlet to McGee, up the left sideline comes Kamari McGee. 11:22 left of the half, 15-6, Wisconsin leads Ohio State. Tanjay high on the right, throws to Gilmore, rotates Janicki, three in the air, left side, and that's a brick wide right, comes out to Bruce Thornton. Thornton straight ahead for Ohio State, top of the circle, a screen from Mahaffey, feeds Parks up top. Rotates left side to Micah Parrish, Parrish against McGee, curls around a Parks screen, and they slip it into Parks, low on the left, and Parks walk with the ball. Turnover number three for Ohio State, and another media timeout. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brewpub pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings. Then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub Latte-Mozza pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 11:01 left of the first half, Wisconsin 15, Ohio State 6. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Save big money now at Menards. Stand up to life's messes with our great selection of durable and waterproof flooring. Great Lakes vinyl plank flooring is easy to install and is durable, pet-friendly, and waterproof. Plus, it has sound-reducing attached pad for added comfort. Update your spaces with Great Lakes Legends vinyl plank flooring through January 26th for just $2.99 per square foot. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. And Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports, from the experts at the State Journal. Go to badgerextra.com or search your app store today. Wisconsin 15, Ohio State 6, with 11:01 left in the first half. Not exactly a shooting clinic going on either side here, Butch.
A combined 1 of 10 from 3. No, to say the least. That being said, Wisconsin understanding the 3 is always going to be there. Continue to work the ball inside and stay aggressive. That's exactly what they've done. Whether it be John Blackwell or Stephen Kroll, either one of them, they both have gotten the ball in that paint.
Ohio State showing a little backcourt pressure right now. You got Blackwell, McGee, Klesman, Xavier Amos, and Nolan Winter on the floor. Badgers get it across. Colin White's a freshman in there for Ohio State right now. Joe Diebler dipping well into his bench. Blackwell out front. Aaron Bradshaw back in playing with two fouls. Shot clock is at 10. Here's McGee driving on Glover. Stops baseline right. The fadeaway is good for Kamari McGee. A little mid-range.
Say, when you're feeling it, you're feeling it. Kamari's been feeling it. I mean, ever since that Rutgers game, he makes those two shots at the end of the half, and you can just see the confidence continue to grow.
17-6, Wisconsin. 10:22 left in the half. Aaron Bradshaw, he'll let it fly. Three if it goes, and he banked it in from right of the circle. That's his fourth made three of the season for Ohio State. 17-9, Wisconsin. McGee out front feeds Amos left of the circle. Flips to Blackwell. Quick pass to Nolan Winter high on the right. Releases to Klesman against White off the Winter screen. Gives it up to Amos at the top. Rotates McGee left corner. Kamari to the wing. Rocks the dribble. Took a look. Turned it down. Goes into Xavier Amos. Backing on Glover. One of the charge. No sale. And to the rim goes Amos. He'll push it up and in. We just aren't going to give you that.
Not, I was just going to say, exactly. You said the same thing. Yep. Still right from me, because you're not. You're not going to get that call. That's gone.
19-9, Wisconsin. Glover. Outside left, 9:38 left in the first half. Glover against Blackwell. Takes it off the left wing. Muscles into the lane. Out to White. He's a three-point threat. Angles to the left. 10 on the shot clock. Skip past Glover. Right side. Shot clock at 7. Glover baseline right. Jump pass went through the hands of Bradshaw. And it's taken away by Max Klesman. Weaving to the front court for Wisconsin. Off the Ohio State turnover. Blackwell gave it a look. High on the right, throws to Amos, flips it left side for McGee. Kamari picked up by Mahaffey, he turns the corner. McGee in the lane, trying to bounce it into Nolan Winter, but it was low, went off his shins and out of bounds.
Kamari knows that it's a tough pay. The thought is there, but throwing it at the feet of a 7-footer is never going to be the result you want.
Nope.
I mean, now most 7-footers are agile, quick, explosive. I mean, but.
Wow.
Things just can't work that way. We aren't quick enough to catch those balls. Just trying to help them out there.
Devin Royal had a pass knocked away by Amos, and then Thornton gathered it, and then Amos reaching in is called for the foul. 8:56 left in the first half. 19-9, Wisconsin. Inbounding will be Bruce Thornton, sideline right into Bradshaw. Hands it back to Thornton between the circles. Thornton against Blackwell. Flips to Bradshaw. Hands off to John Mobley. Baseline right. The big Nolan Winter is out on him. It's Mobley. Important play catch. Mobley gets it back, and he walked with the ball trying to shake and go. The scouting report on John Mobley, when the ball's in his hands, you got to get up and get on him because he will release it very quickly. Badgers doing a nice job of doing that.
And already 5 turnovers, Wisconsin's forced there by Ohio State.
Buckeyes averaged 11 a game, and now a offensive foul at the on the other side.
And Xavier's got 2 real quick ones.
Yep, the off-ball foul there on X, and he'll come out. Carter Gilmore is back in. So the turnovers are even at 5. 8:36 left first half, 19-9. Wisconsin leads Ohio State. Bruce Thornton. Going to Devin Royal. Royal hands off to Mobley, chased by Klesman. Mobley gives it up to Thornton high on the right, working off screens from Bradshaw and Royal, and then tripped up is Thornton. Foul is called.
And that's just an experienced play by experienced guard. Bruce Thornton turns that corner. It's just a double drag situation. We've got 2 screeners there. The last one is Nolan Winter. Realizing that, get to the hip of Nolan Winter because he's not out on that hedge. He's kind of in between. As soon as Bruce Thornton sees that, foul happens.
First on Winter, he's out. Crowell is in. Bradshaw hands off to Mobley. Curls off the left wing. The runner, and it turns into a pass into Bradshaw. He'll catch low on the left, put it up and in. Aaron Bradshaw has five. 19-11, Wisconsin. 8-10 left first half. Gilmore, quick pass. Tanjay on the left wing. Tanjay works off the Gilmore screen. John picked up by Devin Royal. Left of the circle. Throws to Gilmore. Left wing. Back to Tanjay. Top of the wheel. 12 to shoot. A feed for Klesman. Bounces it into Crowell. He got fouled. And if they're pointing to Bradshaw, that's going to be his third. And that is the case. Third foul on Aaron Bradshaw as we hit the under eights media timeout. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seeds you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 7:56 left in the first half. Wisconsin 19, Ohio State 11. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Not another birthday, not another anniversary. If you're thinking this, you're not alone. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to make these events a little easier for you so you don't get in trouble again this year. We've worked hard to become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jewelry store. What does that mean to you? It means we have a tremendous amount of statement jewelry pieces in every price point. Spending $20, no problem. Spending $10,000, no problem. Designer jewelry with a small-town, casual atmosphere. Only at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
The unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where family comes first. Ivan Njegovan is in the lineup for Ohio State now, a 7-1 freshman from Croatia. Aaron Bradshaw on the bench with his third foul. I think I got that right.
I think you did. Njegovan, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Here's John Blackwell driving baseline left on Parrish. Goes through the lane, out to Klesman, outside right. Takes it off the wing, and he goes up and got fouled as he was driving it to the cup. And Max Klesman will go to the free throw line. Colin White picking up the foul, the 6'6 freshman for Ohio State.
And this is the amazing part. Wisconsin's up by eight. By no means do I say they're playing good basketball. The reason I say that, this team is a team that averages 15.6 assists per game. It's on pace to be the most since 93-94 season for Wisconsin. They have one.
Yeah.
Right? Like, but they're still up by eight. Like, that's how this team has operated. And a little bit it's been Ohio State's defense, a little bit it's been Wisconsin offense. But overall, like, that ball's just not moving and finding each other's. As this team has done all season.
Max Klesman missing the first free throw. Second is on the way and good. You mentioned that 93-94 season. That was Tracy Webster, the point guard there, who remains the career assist leader here at Wisconsin. John Mobley high on the right, throwing to Colin White, top of the circle, feeds Royal. Royal moving in on Gilmore, fadeaway 10-footer in the lane. That clipped the right side iron, no good. And the rebound to Ohio State. Yekovon came up with it, and here's Mobley in the lane. He'll throw it up, and it rattles through for John Mobley, his first points. 20-13, Wisconsin, with 7:15 left in the first half. John Blackwell outside right. They'll get a foul here coming up against Ohio State. Ivan Yegovan with the foul.
Well, you talked to Wisconsin now in the bonus for the rest of this first half with 7:14 left. In Ohio State, one of the reasons they foul so much is they're very handsy. Like, you're just watching them in person, watching film, you're like, okay, you can kind of see it. Now you've been watching it in person even more. Like, very, very handsy. And that they're going to call that. Like, that's one of the points of emphasis that the officials always talk about is can't play with your hands, can't play with your hands. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they're doing.
Team shoot 23 free throws on average against Ohio State per game. First free throw good for Crowell, as is the second.
And I would say that's a good recipe for this Wisconsin team.
Yeah, I would think. 7 of 8 at the foul line. The best free throw shooting team of the country. 85% coming into this game. Yegovan. Trying to get that name pronounced consistently accurately. Here's Royal. Lost his footing and lost the ball out of bounds. Underneath. Turnover. Ohio State. 6 of them now for the Buckeyes. 22-13. Wisconsin with 6:58 left in the first half. Max Klesmann out front for Wisconsin. High screen Crowell. Klesmann being bothered by Mobley, using a Crowell screen right of the lane. Throws it back out to Carter Gilmore. Bounces to Crowell. Yegovan single coverage. Crowell off the left block. Backing, mid post left. Backing, turns baseline. Reverse layup. Yes, sir. Steven Crowell with 8 here in the first half. 24-13 Wisconsin. 6.5 minutes left till halftime. Yegovan. Left of the circle, gives off to Royal, left wing. Royal, these are for Parrish. Michael Parrish, left of the circle. Carter Gilmore defends. Bounce to Yegovan. Left of the lane, backing on Crowell. Backing, left shoulder turn, up right hand. Off the left side, iron no good. Royal, the offensive rebound, throws it up and in. It counts at a foul. And that's what we were talking about pregame, Butchie. Devin Royal, if they're going to get an offensive rebound, it's probably going to come from Devin Royal.
It's going to come from him, and it's going to come in a moment where they need something. Offensively, Ohio State had nothing going. Bruce Thornton, Devin Royal, averaged about 31 points between the two of them. You look at what they've done in this game so far, that was Devin Royal's first bucket, and Bruce Thornton only has one bucket.
Yep, to get Crowell for the foul, his first, team's fourth. Royal with the free throw on the way, and it is good. He's a 73% free throw shooter. 24-16 Wisconsin, 6:05 left of the first half. Carter Gilmore out front, throwing to Max Klesmann, covered up by Mobley, a screen from Crowell. Klesmann to the line, out to Stevie, open three, right of the circle, off the rim and out, no good. Rebound off of two Buckeyes, Gilmore cleans it up, low in the left, up, no good. Rebound, John Blackwell, and he retreats beyond the three-point line. Good hustle from Blackwell. Now backing is Blackwell, the fadeaway, baseline right, off the heel of the rim, no good. The rebound to Micah Parrish for Ohio State. Parrish up the floor for the Buckeyes against Tanjay, working over the screen from Royal. Parrish leaves it for Thornton. Thornton high on the left. 5:25 left till halftime, 24-16 Wisconsin. Thornton bobs off a high screen, right lane line, kicks it to Royal, curls off the right wing, travel. Took an extra step, walked with the ball, turnover number 7 for Ohio State. Nolan Winter, Kamari McGee will come in for Wisconsin. Crowell and Blackwell will sit down as Evan Mahaffey checking in for the Buckeyes.
And it's not like Ohio State turns the ball over at a high rate. They only average 11 a game. But right now, this first half, 7 of them. A lot of them haven't really been forced. Now Wisconsin's been in good position, however.
McGee throwing to Gilmore. 8-point lead, Wisconsin. 5:10 left of the first half. Back dribble McGee. Slip pass to Winter on the right side. Refeeds McGee. Kamari against Royal. Baseline right. Kicks to Tanjay. 3-shot left corner. Off the rim, no good. Whistle inside. Foul called. And I think they're going to point, I believe they're pointing to Evan Mahaffey here. He and Winter went to the floor. And it will be on Evan Mahaffey. That'll be his first. And the team's 9th with 4:59 left in the first half. 24-16 Wisconsin. Nolan Winter looking for his first points. He had 8 points on Friday night against Minnesota. And the front end is good for Winter.
We've talked a lot about it, but that free throw percentage of 85%, best in the nation, it's such a weapon.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a weapon.
And both free throws are good, so the Badgers Missed just one foul shot here in this first half. 9 out of 10. Klesman out. Janicki is in. 26-16, Wisconsin. 4:55 left of the break. Bruce Thornton has 2 points so far in the game. Brings a front court, hands off to Royal, turns to John Mobley. They leave it to Parrish out between the circles. Micah Parrish, transfer from San Diego State. And another offensive foul here against
again,
Ohio State.
And it's on Royal on the screen. And it's all because of the way Wisconsin is guarding it. Something that's drilled the first day of practice, how to fight through those screens, drop that shoulder, get around it. It leads to those moving screens all the time.
Team control, so non-shooting. Winter throws to Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay starts to go off the wing, hits the brakes, pivots. The right elbow feeds Carter Gilmore. He'll hand off to McGee. Kamari left of the circle. McGee against Evan Mahaffey, a good defender and a team that can guard you, Ohio State. Here's Tanjay off the right wing. He's in the lane. Bounces to McGee. Three in the air. Left side off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Nolan Winter. Offensive board, Wisconsin. Winter against Mahaffey. Out to Gilmore. He'll try a three. Yes. Carter Gilmore ends the nonsense. He hits a triple, and it's 29-16, Wisconsin. 4 minutes left of the first half. Mobley off the screen from Mahaffey. Janicki works over it. Mobley right lane line. A pass to Devin Royal. He's into traffic, and Devin Royal gets fouled. And we'll have the under four media timeout. And Nolan Winter is guilty of the foul. That's two on Winter as we have a break in the action. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 3:54 left of the first half. Wisconsin 29, Ohio State 16. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just 3 ingredients, pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
For comprehensive coverage of college basketball, tune to SiriusXM Big Ten Radio Channel 372 in the car and on the all-new SiriusXM app. SiriusXM is the home of your favorite team and conference, including live games, plus interviews and analysis. So cheer along with the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2025. 29-16, Wisconsin leading Ohio State with 3:54 left in the first half.
This is an Ohio State team that averages 81 points a game. They have 16 with 3:54 left.
Yeah.
Now, Wisconsin has been where they needed to, and Ohio State has fallen into what Wisconsin is forcing them into as well.
Buckeyes are 7 of 21 from the floor, 1 of 5 from the three-point line. Evan Mahaffey hands off to Bruce Thornton. Operates against McGee. Kamari reaching in is called for the foul. Playing aggressive defensively. McGee picking up his first foul. And team foul number 6. The Badgers are 9 of 10 at the foul line. The Buckeyes 1 of 1. Wisconsin 2 out of 10 from the three-point line. Bruce Thornton baseline right, looking to inbound. Looks and gets it into Micah Parrish. He'll reach out and grab it right corner. Parrish against Tanjay. Started the back, now retreats above the arc. Hands off to Mobley. Mobley against Janicki. Now picked up by Crow on the switch, a feed to Parrish. Parrish goes behind the back of the dribble. Right elbow jumper is good. First points for Micah Parrish, 29-18 Wisconsin.
And he's had some good looks, just missed him, but that's that experience he brings.
And he's now 1-for-6 from the floor. Carter Gilmore, the pass deflected by Mahaffey, and then it went off of Gilmore's hands last and out of bounds. And that's turnover number 6 for Wisconsin. And you mentioned Micah Parrish. We talked about him with Coach Guard Parrish that transferred to San Diego State. Played on the biggest stage a couple of years ago, the national title game. Here's Parrish weaving right lane line, circles back outside. Gives it up to Mahaffey, back to Thornton. Bruce Thornton. Top of the circle. Stops right elbow. Goes inside to Royal. Back to McGee. Turns up over Crowd. Good off the window. Royal with 5. Ohio State within 9. 29-20 Wisconsin. 2:47 left in the first half. Gilmore hands off to Tanjay. High on the right. Left-hand flip. Crowd. Looking outside to Jack Janicki. A feed for Gilmore. Passes off to McGee. Back to Gilmore, out to Jack. He'll try a three, left of the circle, back rim no good. Rebound Micah Parrish, Ohio State, busting up the floor to the line. Jump stop, low and left shot, blocked by Gilmore, and it's in play. Tanjay comes up with it. Here's Tanjay up the floor, right of the lane. Tanjay goes through the lane, got hip checked by Devin Royal, and the Badgers are now into the double bonus. Well, what a play by Carter Gilmore.
Well, it was. But Matt, the first one was he had a layup.
He did.
Kicked it out for a better shot. It wasn't a layup. He was a little bit outside of it. So I thought the kick out was the right play there. Jack Janicki misses the three. And then he's underneath the basket. And the ability to sprint all the way back to get that block.
Big time.
Is huge.
That's when you know he's feeling better. First free throw is good for John Tanjay. Gilmore played sick on Friday, gave his team all he could, but battled that 24-hour bug. That is now
I'm
in
glad
the past.
I was going to say, I'm glad I didn't give him a fist bump after the game.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I wish I would have known if he was sick a little bit beforehand. You know.
Second free throw is good for Tanjay. Well, it is cold and flu season. You know?
Trust me, hand sanitizer all over. You get one. You get
always. 31-20. Wisconsin after both made free throws from John Tanjay. 2:08 left of the first half. John Mobley, he'll release a three. Left side off the rim, no good. Xavier Amos back in there, gets the rebound for Wisconsin. Gives it up to Blackwell, up the left side. As the Badgers set up shop, Amos turns it to Max Klesman. Outside right. Feeds Amos again with 1:54 left in the half, 31-20 Wisconsin. Tanjay dribbling top of the circle. A pass for Crow. Leaves it for Klesman on the right side. Off the Crow screen. Max off the wing. In the lane. Pivots. Fades. Flips from 10. Back rim no good. Rebound Mobley for Ohio State. Mobley up the floor for the Buckeyes. Hits the brakes against Klesman. Around a Evan Mahaffey screen. Left lane line scoops it up. No good. Klesman went to the floor. Rebound to Blackwell. It's 3-on-3. Blackwell in the middle. Blackwell to the line. In the lane. One pump. Kicks it back out to Tanjay. 1:24 left in the half. 11-point lead Wisconsin. Amos goes inside. Crowd catches low on the left. He got fouled. Evan Mahaffey with a hack inside. And free throws coming up for Steven Crowd.
That's his second.
Yeah, they are really piling up.
12 personal fouls early on.
Badgers 11 of 12 at the free throw line. Crowd took that to the chops, it looked like, so he needs a moment here. 1:18 left in the first half. 31-20 Wisconsin. I think Stevie got hit in the eye there, his right eye, so gets himself situated. And Tal Krug.
This is a good piece of officiating of what this is.
Kelly Pfeiffer's not. It's not his rookie year.
It's not his first year. Yep, no, exactly. Yep. But that's exactly what it is.
It's the home plate umpire dusting off the plate. Catcher takes a foul tip. First free throw is good for Crow. Carter Gilmore coming back in for Xavier Amos.
Been a really choppy first half.
Really has. Mobley out. Quest Glover back in for Ohio State. 32-20 Wisconsin with a minute 18 left till halftime. Second free throw coming up for Crow. It's good. And Stephen Crow with 10 here in the first half. 33-20 Wisconsin. Badgers with their longest lead again of the game. Bruce Thornton sets the floor for Ohio State. Blackwell defending. Thornton with a bounce for Mahaffey. Outside left, whips it to Royal at the free throw line. Backs on Gilmore, fades, flips to the lane, around the rim and out, no good. Rebound Crowell for the Badgers. 57 seconds left in the half. Here's Blackwell. Scoots to the front court, and a bounce intended for Gilmore got kicked by Roy. And now Jake Giebler will send Ivan Yegovan back into the game.
You're looking at with 53 seconds of possession here, guard one and then get the ball back.
And it's a quick hitter as Blackwell goes into a flashing Carter Gilmore. Low on the left, he'll catch and finish. 35-20 Wisconsin with 43 seconds left in the first half. And here comes Bruce Thornton for Ohio State. And in essence, gives Wisconsin a chance to get possession back. 30 to play, 15 to shoot. Thornton a pass, knocked away by Tanjay on the run. Thornton off his hip. Tanjay hammers it down with the right hand. Oh, he pounds it down. The steal and the punch. And a 17-point lead for Wisconsin. Timeout, Ohio State. Mercy.
I'd say it's a good way to finish a first half. I mean, this team all of a sudden offensively struggling. You look up at the scoreboard, they still got 37 in this first half, right? And a lot of it, again, defensively, I can't emphasize enough how good they've been on this defensive end tonight. A team in Ohio State that averages 81, and they've got 20 points.
Shooting 9 of 27 for the field. That's the number for Ohio State. 16.4 seconds left in the half. 37 to 20 Wisconsin. Shot clock is dark. So we have Yevogon along with Glover, Mahaffey, Parrish, and Thornton on the floor. Badgers counter with Klesmet, Blackwell, Tanjay, Gilmore, and Stephen Crow. 16.4 seconds left in the first half. 37-20 Wisconsin. Inbounding is Parrish. Thornton let it roll, now picks it up, brings it across half court. 12 seconds left in the half. Thornton high on the right, takes the top of the circle. Down to 7 seconds. Thornton against Tanjay. Thornton. Right lane line, 3 seconds. Now Parrish for three, a rounded out, no good. And the first half has come to an end. Well, the Badgers digging in defensively in the first half, and they'll go into the locker room with a 17-point lead here at the Kohl Center. Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Our score at the half, Wisconsin 37, Ohio State 20. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili. Perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Stephen Crow with 10 first half points. John Blackwell scored the first 9 for Wisconsin. The Badgers have held Ohio State to 32% shooting from the floor as Wisconsin leads Ohio State at the break 37-20. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. We'll hear from freshman Jack Robinson in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it.
Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Hey, Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open-flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
It's time for our halftime conversation as we hear from freshman Jack Robinson out of Lakeville, Minnesota, Lakeville North High School. Ian Nolan Winter from that program, following the likes of Tyler Wall and Nate Reavers. I asked Jack whether those previous guys had much influence on him becoming a Badger.
Definitely. They didn't have much say, like, oh, come to Wisconsin. I was Nolan a little bit, being, like, my best friend. But it was just, you know, you see, like, the Big Ten championships that those guys put up here, and it's something that you want to be a part of. So, yeah, you see their success and, you know, the success they had in high school at a program like ours that is pretty similar to Wisconsin's. It makes it, like, there's a comfortability coming here and thinking, well, I can do that too. I can play in this program and do what's expected and, you know, ultimately, hopefully win championships. So,
you mentioned the similarities. Can you give us a couple of examples of how that program is similar to how you guys do things here?
I would say just the discipline and the toughness of, you know, how we do things. You know, we both come from, you know, two great coaches that value, you know, diving on the floor and taking a charge and you know, playing as a team, all those type of things. And, you know, I think there's a lot of similarities.
We'll hear more from freshman Jack Robinson as our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends.
We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of Matt's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub, lots of Matt's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We continue with our halftime conversation with Jack Robison, the freshman out of Lakeville, Minnesota. The playing time might be modest in this his first year as a Badger, but he's working hard every day, and his future is a bright one for this program. We asked him if he's enjoying the ride, his first lap around the Big Ten Conference.
I've loved it. I love the team. I love the coaching staff. I love the campus. Everything about it has been great. There's definitely days on the floor that are better than others, but that's part of being a freshman, and just kind of the goal is, you know, have less and less of the bad days and more just staying steady. And I think from where I was in June, I've taken a big jump. So, yeah, it's been great.
I was talking to Daniel Freitag recently. I asked him about one of the biggest adjustments, and he said finishing at the rim. Like, he could get there, but it's about finishing here. For you, what have been some of the bigger adjustments so far?
Just the size and the speed of the game, for sure. Having to guard John Blackwell and John Tanjay every day in practice, it's a big adjustment from, you know, playing high school basketball. So, I would say just that, and finishing at the rim for me, you know, getting by my guy, getting to the rim, and then defensively, you know, just holding my ground, and that comes with getting stronger. And I've put on some weight in the weight room so far, and still got some ways to go with Coach Snyder, but I would say, you know, it's come along pretty well, I think.
That's freshman Jack Robison, and that is our halftime conversation. We'll check out some of the first half stats coming up. It's presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best.
made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way, because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Ah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah.
Yeah. You bet.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin 37, Ohio State 20 at the half. Let's check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. By the way, the 20 points, the fewest allowed in the first half against the Badgers since Illinois had just 20 at halftime. That was nearly 3 years ago, January of 2022. Ohio State just 32% from the field, 1 of 7 from three, shot one free throw. That was it. Devin Royal made it. That was it. 1 of 1. Badgers are 13 of 14 at the foul line, 11 of 25 from the field, just 2 of 11 from downtown. 3 assists for Wisconsin, just 4 for Ohio State in the first half. Ohio State guilty of 9 turnovers compared to 6 for Wisconsin. The Badgers are a plus 4 on the glass. Paint points in favor of Wisconsin, 16.